Hello, Pierre. Hey, I wrote you a poem. Hey, big fella, I think you're nifty, because just next week, you're turning 50. Happy birthday in advance. Hello, everyone out there in cyber-listening land. So happy to have you along for the next hour. This is the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show, and I am she, Julie Mayer Psychic Medium. This hour is a labor of love from my end, freely gifted to you. My special guest and I would love to assist you on your journey of healing and understanding the bigger picture. If you would like to schedule a private reading or session with either of us after the show, you are certainly welcome and encouraged to do so. Readings on the air are gratis or free. Private sessions with either myself or Shannon are professional and one-on-one. You can find the contact information to schedule by clicking on the 4 p.m. time slot show title. You can find me listed on holisticseek.com or in Portland, Oregon's New Connection magazine. You could also send me an email at juliem444@gmail.com. My website is hosted in the holistic community at holisticseek.com. My very special guest today is, again, Shannon Lackerman. We did not even come close to finishing what we wanted to discuss on the last show. Shannon is a psychic medium and also a theta healing practitioner. Hello, Shannon, and welcome back.
Hi, Julie, and everybody listening. Good to be here.
Our core intention in hosting this show on BBS Radio is to provide information and healing for those wishing to connect with this information and our energy. When I find someone who is of a similar mindset and energy, I invite them to be on the show, and this is where the special guest roster is born. If you feel you have a similar direction in life, please stay with us for the entire hour. You are encouraged to call in on the toll-free numbers on the screen if you would like to be read live and on the air. As a reader, I've been trained not to ask for information from you other than validation. Feedback of yes or no, or I do not understand, is enough. I'm pretty focused on what I'm getting from my helpers and from your people on the other side, and my purpose is to get the message from the other side to you. If you don't understand something that's being shared, please write it down. I get a lot of feedback on how something was clear as glass much later. This is a common thing referred to as psychic amnesia. We professional readers are used to it. Before we start the show, we do need to claim our space. If you are a budding reader and just getting started, besides grounding and centering yourself, this is the most important aspect of this work. Never read from a point of uncertainty or fear, but always from a point of reference that your doors are locked, your alarm is set, and your guard dogs are ready. I don't interact with negative, angry people in real life, and I certainly do not wish to entertain them on the radio from the afterlife. There is no woo-woo to what we do, but we do it wisely and safely. With that, we will claim our space. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this place. We ask that you surround each of us in a bubble of white light, Christ consciousness, and energy at this time. We ask that our karmas are balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road that we walk in this current lifetime. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed, you're welcome to assist in these readings. We now close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here, or hereafter. We call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we will now begin the show. Shannon, so very nice to have you back.
Thanks, Julie. It's fun to be back.
Hey, Shannon, do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
Not yet.
Oh, well, let's take this first caller, and then we can talk about what I've got planned.
Sounds good.
All righty. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I feel like I want to talk about mountains in West Virginia. Do you understand that?
Pardon me?
Mountains in West Virginia. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Not really, no.
Okay, and I'm also smelling sassafras. That's what they make root beer out of. Do you know that smell?
A little bit, yes.
Oh, okay, is there something going on? This is going to sound weird, in your chest? Or is there someone around you that has a problem in their chest?
In their jaw?
Chest, C-H-E-S-T.
In their chest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, possibly.
Okay, that's, when mountains aren't literally mountains, that's what they mean to me.
Okay.
Are you having trouble breathing? Do you feel suffocated?
Maybe one of my family members.
Okay, maybe so. I get sassafras. I know you can get sassafras tea some places. I just feel like I want to point you in that direction because I feel like I'm smelling a lot of root beer, and that's what it means to me.
Okay.
Are you in like a Miss USA pageant or some kind of a competition?
My daughter has been.
Okay. Are you really worried about that? Is that causing you some stress?
It did, yes.
Okay, that's bringing me back to the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you can't get a hold of some sassafras tea, which might be kind of hard to get a hold of, get yourself some root beer, and whatever's going on, it may help settle that down.
Okay.
Does she have a new baby, your daughter?
No.
Okay, is she trying to have a baby?
I hope not.
Okay. Is she your baby? Is she your baby?
Yes, she's my baby.
Okay. All right. This all comes back to the mountains and the heart and all that. And I think Shannon asked if you were having a hard time breathing. I'm going to let her follow that because I feel like that was accurate. Go ahead, Shannon.
Are you having a hard time breathing, or do you get anxiety in your chest?
I get anxiety, yes.
And then you take the little shallow breaths instead of the big breaths? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling, that instead of taking the big breaths, you just get anxious and you take little breaths?
Probably, yeah. There's been a lot of anxiety going on, so yes.
Okay.
Take the big breath.
Push. I'm going to venture a guess that at the bottom of this anxiety is the aspect that your baby is growing up. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. I know my baby is about ready to leave the nest, and that's a toughie.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I get flowers, too. Is this your birthday?
No.
Okay, is it her birthday?
No, it's not.
Okay, write down the female birthday that's connected to you and your daughter. Is your mother on the other side?
Yes, she is.
Okay. She's giving me happy birthday. Is it her birthday?
It will be in a month.
Can we throw her a party, please?
Okay.
She'll be there.
Right.
I will do that.
Okay.
And she's also helping you so that you'll be okay with your baby leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a very proud time for us. Feeling.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll be okay. She'll be okay. Yeah, please know that Mom's around, and I just feel like I want to tell you to throw a really big beep party. Did
you
Mom
like to have a party?
Yeah, did Mom like to throw parties?
Yes.
Yeah, please throw it like she's there because she is.
Okay.
Did Mom cross a breast cancer or a heart chakra-related issue?
She had breast cancer, but it turned into ovarian cancer.
Okay. Sassafras tea. Big deal. Real important. Okay? I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not an herbalist, but I really want to steer you towards getting your hands on some of this if you can. Okay?
And what was that?
It's called sassafras tea.
Sassafras?
S-A-S-S. Yeah, and if you forget what it is, just think they used to make root beer out of it.
Okay, that's that root beer, right.
Yeah. This is coming from Mom, so I feel like I want to tell you to pay attention, young lady.
Okay.
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 Great. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Okay. Don't forget to breathe.
Yeah. All righty. Bye-bye. Good job.
Hey, well, now I know how this works. It's not so scary.
It's not so scary at all. Nope. So I want to get back to Valentine's Day real quick. Because
tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, for some crazy reason, this is just a hot time of year up here, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I think because it's cabin fever and we've been in lockdown with the volcano for a week. So.
Yeah. Yikes.
Well, up in Fairbanks, you got to love that zombie crowd because they will be hosting the zombie prom at the Westmark Hotel's Golden Room from 8 p.m. to midnight where you can dance your afterlife away.
Okay, so do you dress like a zombie?
You do.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, like with the blood and the whole thing. Yeah, they do a lot of charity work up here, and there's other, I didn't write down their website. I think it's zombie... Zombait, ZOMBAIT.ORG. So if that sounds like a really fun idea to anybody else, get a hold of them. They're happy to share their ideas.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing what you come up when you have cabin fever, huh?
Oh, yeah. Big fun. So we have another beep, so I'll go ahead and take that, and then we can get into more of what we'll be doing up here.
Awesome.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I get the word cob, C-O-B-B. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. It's like a last name that's a vegetable. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing Cobb Street. I'm seeing corn on the cob, Cobb. Do you have some intestinal issues going on?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because that's what corn symbolizes to me is ouch. Got some problems there. I keep seeing the street sign. Is there an issue with the road that you live on or the name of the road that you live on?
No.
Okay. Write C-O-B-B down. It's really important.
That would be really important?
It's really important, and I can't tell you why, because whoever I'm connecting with here will not let it go. Do you have an aunt on the other side? Does your mother have a sister that's crossed?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting this from her, C-O-B-B. So it may stand for something. It might be a nomenclature. You know, like the military likes to make new words out of the first initial out of a whole sentence. But C-O-B-B is really important.
I have no idea.
Do you have an older brother?
Yes.
Okay, it may stand for come on, big brother, is kind of what I feel like. Is he having some issues with the law?
Yes.
Okay, we're connecting. Is he not stepping up to the plate as far as why he's having these problems? Is he asking for it?
Yeah.
Okay, have you talked to him honestly?
No.
Is that something you've been thinking about doing?
Off and on, yeah.
Okay, remember the street sign that I'm getting from your aunt, C-O-B-B. Come on, big brother.
Get it together.
Get your act together. Okay. Yeah, I think we just hit it because I'm getting that little emoticon that gives me the thumb up thing.
Tell him to get it together, huh?
Get your act together, yeah. It's kind of like if you quit poking a stick at a dog, they'll quit trying to bite you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the Internal Revenue Service he's having a hard time with?
No.
Is there money involved?
Not that I'm aware of.
There's going to be.
Is there alcohol?
Younger.
Okay. Shannon wanted to know if there's alcohol involved.
With
your younger brother. Okay.
Which is... The two brothers are fighting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Talk to the big brother. Try to talk some sense into him.
Can I give you a tip on how to have a hard conversation?
Sure.
What you do is before you go to sleep at night, when you're in that relaxed state, you ask to talk to his spirit. And you say everything you want to say. You say it either out loud or quietly to yourself, but you say everything you want to say. Then when you actually have the conversation, it is so much easier. And on some level, he's actually already heard it, so he won't be as defensive. It works amazing. Anybody you have to have a hard conversation with, do that.
That's cool.
True story. That works.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It helps ease the tension maybe, huh?
What's that?
Well, yeah, and then you've already said it, so it's easier to say the next time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yep. Your mom is still here, is that right?
Correct.
Tell her that her sister said hello. Does your mom dye her hair black?
No.
Did your aunt dye her hair black?
Possibly.
Okay, because it looks like magic marker black or shoe polish black. It's quite lovely if your name is Morticia. I want to make fun of your mom's hair. The black may just be an offhanded reference, but I feel like her sister wants to make fun of your mother's hair.
It might be.
Okay.
It's a perm.
It's a perm? I left it on a little longer because I like the curl to last, yeah. I get a yellow flower for you, and yellow for me, it's going from really bright to kind of faded. Are you kind of losing your energy or your enthusiasm a little bit?
Yes.
In this whole family thing?
Yes.
Okay. Would you please take care of yourself first?
Okay.
Yeah, like if you, do you like to have your fingernails done? What are they, pedicure? Do you like to have a pedicure?
I've never had one.
Go treat yourself to a pedicure.
Oh, you'll be addicted. They're so incredible.
Yeah. I feel like you need to take time for you because it's like the flower's bright and then it's like all the color's gone.
Okay.
So it's real important that you recharge your battery.
That sounds great to me.
Okay. They said I had to do this. I got to go to the mall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is June a special month for you?
Not really, no.
Did you graduate from college in June?
High school.
Okay. Are you graduating again?
No.
Are you thinking of going back to school?
No.
Okay. I feel like I am going to graduate, not like I did graduate, but like I am going to graduate in June. So if it's not a literal graduation, it's like an epiphany or the light bulb comes on in June.
Okay.
You open your own nail studio. Or you just decide I'm too old to babysit everyone.
What was that?
Or you just decide I'm too old to babysit my family anymore.
This could be.
Okay, June. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you, and I will see you in Montana.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
Thank
Have
you
a good
guys.
Evening.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody wants to go to Montana.
They do.
How can you not want to go to Montana?
Well.
Do you know who Frank Zappa was?
Yes.
Do you remember that song that he wrote about Montana?
No, refresh me.
You can go into Montana. I'm going to grow myself up a crop of dental floss.
I can't say that I've heard it.
Oh, you should.
Sounds intriguing.
He was an interesting guy. So, anyway, I want to get back to Valentine's Day because I'm really excited about this. If you were one of my mediumship students, we would be taking a field trip to a very active house in the Matanuska Valley.
Ooh, what are you going to find there?
Well, we don't really seem to have any ghost hunting groups here in the greater Anchorage metro area, so I've decided to open the door to communication with the energies that I recognize as stuck or just needing to be heard.
Oh, that is so awesome, because most people think it's scary, but it's so not.
Yeah, I wouldn't like go to the castles with the ghost hunting people and all that. But I think this needs to be done.
Yes.
It's not really ghost hunting. It's because that is so not my thing. I'm one of the biggest chickens on the planet. This is more of an open forum for apparitions and energies who wander and are making contact with the residents, and the residents who want to know what is in my kitchen.
Nice.
I found that generally these are memories that have something to say. And once they feel that they are clearly heard, then they're able to make their transition.
Hey, just like us when we're here, we just want to be acknowledged and heard.
Yeah, I just want somebody to listen to me like our next caller that we have.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. And you are not an apparition in my kitchen, are you?
No.
All right. You like cartoons, is that right?
Yes, a lot.
A lot. I'm seeing Porky Pig and Petunia Pig.
Yes, I love those.
Okay, they love you back.
Nice.
Are you a teacher, like a kindergarten teacher?
You know what's funny is that I work as a counselor, but I volunteer with my child. He's 2 years old, but with the group that's 3 to 5 year olds.
You are you are so good with those kids.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yay.
You know, sometimes in life, I have a friend named Linda in Canada who is helping another family. They needed child care anyway. She offered to just help. And what she was saying kind of reminds me of your situation. It's like right now it doesn't seem too appreciated, but give it 30 years down the road, they're going to remember your name.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm glad.
Oh, yeah.
They're sweet. I love them. I'm around them 4 days of the week if I volunteer twice.
Good for you.
Oh, fun.
I'm tasting macaroni with spaghetti sauce on it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because those are my two favorite foods I eat usually during the week.
You are so easy to read. I just want to keep you on the phone all day.
That's funny. You're good.
Oh, thank you. You're easy, so it makes it better. I want to talk about like a peppermint striped pole. I'm also seeing the Disney movie Mary Poppins.
Yes, I love that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you write stories or do you want to write like scripts for
TV? You know
what's
funny? Yeah, children's books and scripts. And I just got opportunities recently last month. Where do I go with this contest offer?
When you're famous, would you please remember that you talk to us?
Oh, yeah. I've never done it before, though. I just thought about it last month.
This is the universe lining up your ducks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So if you cartoon us, Shannon and I, I'm sorry, what would we look like?
Would you say anyway. About the cartoon?
Yeah.
What would I look like?
Yeah.
I would look like, you know what's funny, because it sounds crazy?
Yeah.
I'd be a pass in between the Minnie Mouse, Betty Boop.
There you go. You have to remember who you're talking to, and nothing sounds crazy to us.
Yeah. And I'd have the fun that Bugs Bunny has.
All right.
Cool.
There you go. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Did you have, this is a question I rarely ask people, did you have a specific question?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I was really looking at, and I'm glad you said that, with script writing and stuff, I'm a person that needs a lot of mental stimulation.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working on my PhD now. It's kind of where all of a sudden I came to a halt, because I just moved to Georgia from Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, honestly, I'm really trying to figure out what am I doing here. I'm out in 27 acres, and I'm kind of like, am I supposed to be going around people? Because it feels so good to be out here by myself.
I could relate.
Like,
oh, me too.
What'd you say?
We both live
relate.
In the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Yeah. It seems like a lot of us right now are separating ourselves from high-density population.
Oh, okay.
You're exactly where you need to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Internet counts as interacting.
It
okay,
does.
Because I do a lot of that.
That's socialization, yeah.
You don't have to go in person.
Oh, good. That made me feel, I was like, wow, I'm just not wanting to deal with people. And then I wondered, I've lived in L.A., will I be in Georgia? You know, will I be here for the rest of my life, or is this just a place I need to rejuvenate? You know,
you'll be there for today.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all you need, right?
Yeah, don't worry about down the road, because if you do worry about down the road, you're not in the moment.
That's true.
And if you're not in the moment, you're wasting a very precious gift.
That is so true.
Yeah.
And I keep getting that you like the Internet, that you do a lot of research on there.
Oh, my goodness, yes, I do. I love
it. Perfect. Enjoy.
I will. I'm glad y'all told me that. It makes me feel better because I thought I was being antisocial. Even though I was on the Internet, I wasn't wanting to see people. Y'all help a lot.
No, emoticons do connotate direct eye contact.
That's right.
I like the little one that jumps up and down.
Yeah.
No, you're right where you need to be, and I want to tell you to save your pennies.
Okay.
I'm seeing a piggy bank, but I'm actually putting nickels in it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you rat hole money or not, but if you do, keep doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing, and you're going to need it. You might self-publish those books that you're writing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, did you ever read the books called The Celestine Prophecy?
Yes, I have. It's one of my favorites.
Okay. Did you know that everybody turned him down in the beginning?
Really?
And it was a self-published book?
No way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then somebody figured out, ooh, this guy's onto something.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Time Warner Books actually picked it up and republished.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. No, they told him to take a hike first.
Wow.
Yeah, so everybody, you know, a lot of times if you have self-published books, and that's probably the route I'm going to go because I'm writing a couple of books, is everybody's like, oh, what a loser. You know, nobody wants to publish you, and it's like, because nobody gets it.
But, yeah, and you have more control over everything if you self-publish, do you not?
Yeah, yes. Well, yeah, and you have to pay for it.
Then you get more money, don't you, in the end?
You could, yeah. It's called Vanity Press. But then again, nobody can, you know, you can write whatever you want.
Right.
So.
Wow.
It gives you a bit more freedom.
Yeah.
I had three friends contact me, and one of my male friends asked me to help him with some script writing he has, and I'm like, now I'm going to think about it.
Yep. Yeah, think about it seriously, and that's why you're out there. And what did you say, 29 acres?
Yeah, 27 acres, yeah.
What's growing out there?
That's what I'm wondering. It's a lot of wilderness out here. It's a lot of beautiful deer, and there's a beautiful pond. I feel like it's like The Notebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, no wonder you don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
You want to come to Montana?
I want to go everywhere.
We're meeting in Montana.
Meet me in Montana, yeah. Anyway, well, I'm really glad you called, and I love your energy. I really feel like you're gonna go places, and you're gonna be one of these people that it's no big deal. Success is no big deal for you.
Yeah, I think my family being in politics, it helps a lot. That you know, that's about as boring and yet as fun as it gets. So I really will look forward to the metaphysical stuff. I love this.
Go, girl.
Thank you for being so great, y'all.
Well, go enjoy some more cartoons. Thank you for working with children. That is just huge.
I put them on pause. How'd you know?
I'm in your house. I'm calling from the bathroom. Oh, you're awesome. You have a great afternoon.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, she's going to be, when I see that Celestine Prophecy, I know it's something bubbling big that is like 10 years ahead of its time.
Nice.
That very few people understand, and the ones that do, everybody thinks they're just kooky because they're like, oh, you are so far out there that, you know, they just can't wrap their brain around the concept. So.
Yeah, but taking control of your own stuff, what an empowering thing to do for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of waiting for someone to judge you.
Exactly. Yeah, I will need an editor, though, because I was raised, I went to first grade in the 70s when phonics was no big deal. So spelling for me is really a challenge. I love spell check.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that why we have spell check?
The first and the last letter are in the right place. We have another caller. Should we go ahead and take it?
Absolutely.
Okay, hello, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I want to talk about viney plants. Does that make sense?
About what?
Viney kind of plants. Do you grow gardens?
No.
Okay. I'm seeing a squash plant. Do you know how they grow?
No.
They'll start out, you have one plant and it's a vine and it just takes off and it can get like 20 or 30 feet long.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have a lot of things growing right now or are you going in one direction really fast like this plant might grow?
One direction.
Okay, are you moving really fast?
Yeah.
Okay, you're supposed to.
Okay.
Squash plants, too, when they start blooming, if you pick the bloom, you can actually eat the bloom if you want to.
Oh.
Or you can let it finish developing and have a full-blown vegetable.
Uh-huh.
So please don't think that if you pick something now and take advantage of it, that there won't be anything better down the line.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I wanted to say pike. Is New Jersey involved in this in any way?
No.
Okay. Anything about pike?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because there's turnpikes. There's a fish called a pike. Are you...
Northern pike?
Huh?
Northern pike fish?
Northern pike?
No.
Do you live on a river?
I live close to one.
Okay. Okay, that's... And is there, like, a bluff across the river?
A what?
like a bluff, like a real soft mountain or a real sandy mountain?
Yeah.
Okay. That fish reference is very important.
Okay.
Whatever your... Have you lived there a long time or has your family lived there a long time?
Yeah.
Okay. It has to do with your roots and it has to do with your grounding. Okay. Whatever this adventure that you're on or this business venture that you're doing is rooted in your lineage being there.
Okay.
In English, you have a lot of support.
Okay.
Okay. So is somebody dissing you or making you feel like you don't have any support?
Yeah, they have.
Okay. Quit listening to them and know that your roots run deep.
Okay.
Okay. They sometimes when you're a gardener, I'm speaking like I am one, laugh now. Sometimes people don't understand the process. You prune things off so the plant will benefit later.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're trying to do, and the people that are giving you bad advice don't understand it.
Okay.
Okay. Move to Georgia on 29 acres. Or just put some fingers in your ears and quit listening to the people that are trying to take the wind out of your sails.
Okay.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
You are on the right track.
Okay.
They just don't understand that.
Okay.
So don't listen to them. Listen to you.
Sometimes I feel like I don't understand it myself.
Well, and that's exactly what we were talking to that last lady about, these books that she's going to write.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times while we're doing that work, we don't even get it.
Right.
And that's called channeling.
Okay.
Listen to what your heart's telling you to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever this work is that you're doing is big.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
You're going to be successful.
Well, I feel like I am at some point, and then, like you said, I listen to others, and I feel like I'm not.
Quit doing that.
Okay.
Only talk to yes men. No.
Yeah, people that are supportive.
Are you familiar with the law of attraction?
Yes.
Okay, use it.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't feel good to be around, go to the bathroom if you have to get away from them.
Okay.
Okay? Always gravitate towards people that help you feel good in that moment.
Okay.
And that's not necessarily people that are blowing smoke, you know, just to get in your good graces.
Right.
But if they were going to offer an honest critique, it's like, you know, well, if you were going to critique our stuff, it's like, you know, maybe if you got somebody to spell check that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Other people would get it better. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, that kind of positive, like, or helpful criticism, I guess, is a better way to put it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
The squash I'm seeing, I'm going to get back to that real quick. Two things, and Shannon, jump in if you know what either of these mean. The smell of peppermint is just all around me.
Mm.
And the squash is yellow Christmas squash.
Okay.
Does the smell of peppermint mean anything to you? Do you like that?
It's soothing.
Yeah,
okay.
Soothing.
Yeah.
Do you need to drink peppermint tea?
Okay.
Is it copacetic to take a bath in peppermint? Do they even make, like, peppermint bath oil?
I don't know.
Okay. How much tea you got? No. I feel like I want it all around me. Like,
okay.
I just want to be sitting in a tub of it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's the thing that helps you clear your head.
Absolutely.
You can listen to your heart and not the other people.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And sometimes all they need is you to set your boundary.
Uh-huh.
Say, you know what, I appreciate that you're telling me this, but I don't get that you understand what I'm doing, so let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm going to go get some tea.
Yeah. Somewhere else. Yeah. Great.
I have certain issues that I need to confront, and I don't confront them.
Okay.
And I just basically walk away, and sometimes I get irritated with myself because I feel like I let people walk all over me.
Uh-huh.
And I need to learn to just stand up to that.
Tell her again what to do before you go to sleep.
Oh, because you need to have conversations with people
uh-huh.
that are tough? Okay, you know when you're just getting ready to go to bed and you're in that relaxed state, you're laying in your bed and you're kind of floating around daydreaming?
Uh-huh.
That's the perfect time to ask to talk to their spirit or their soul, whichever word you want to use.
Okay.
And then you just say everything you want to say.
Okay.
And you can say it out loud. if you want to, or you can just say it in your head.
Okay.
And if you need to do it for more than one night, excellent.
Okay.
I had someone that did it, and she did it for a few nights, and actually the person that she was talking to brought up all the stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it works amazing.
Okay.
Yep.
Then when you have to have the conversation, they've already heard it. So then they don't have that bristly defensive.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have that.
Okay.
I like that, bristly defensive.
So you know how you get bristly.
Well, I have some sweaters that actually feel bristly defensive.
Get rid of those! I don't think a conversation's going to help them. It works amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yep. You can keep doing it until you're ready to talk.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's kind of interesting because when I have first-time clients come in for a reading with me, I will ask them to write down everything they want to talk about or anybody they want to talk to for that very reason, because that opens the door for me to communicate. They usually don't even have to ask me what they want to talk about.
Oh.
It just bleh comes out.
It puts it out there.
Yeah.
Or you could write a letter, too, but uh-huh. Make sure you burn it or rip it up. Like, you don't want to keep it around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Well, hey, good luck with that.
Hey, thank you.
I think you'll do well.
Uh-huh.
You will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
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 I could actually smell that plant.
Peppermint.
No, the squash plant.
Oh, the squash.
Yeah, which is really cool. I like that smell. That brings back a lot of good feelings for me and memories.
Nice.
So, yeah. Let me get back to the creepy Valentine's Day trip.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a love, and you guys are going out to, like, zombies. Cool.
Only in Alaska.
Yeah, zombies need love, too.
Yeah. I've really had issues with this for a long time. It's like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do ghost whispering and stuff like that. But
I hear you.
Yeah, but I looked at it a little differently, tried to look at it through the eyes of the person, and
right.
Kind of got this epiphany that it's similar to seeing a child crying.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you walk up to them and they're crying and they're just distraught, and then you sit there long enough with them and they'll finally look at you and you can ask them what's wrong.
That's right.
And they'll tell you. And then they'll usually run off and play.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
lots of people contact you probably and say, well, who did my kitchen while you're getting a reading?
Yeah, or we just bought this property and it just feels horrible.
Yes.
I know we just bought our house. We have a beautiful house, thank you, Pierre, just in October, moved in here, and we had an energy in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't figure out who it was. Finally figured out it is my friend that passed of cancer the weekend we moved in here.
Oh.
And I acknowledged that, and it's gone.
Oh, that just gave me chills.
Perfect. Oh, it was when I figured it out who it was, and she just wanted to say, nice place. See ya. It's like, wow.
It's never scary, is it? It's just...
No, it's all
when you don't know, when people don't know, that's why they need you to come help them.
Yeah, well, sometimes they don't realize they're stuck.
Right.
So, very cool. Okay. Well, we have another caller, and before I take you, caller, and I will, I just want to talk about something else really quick, is that we have Metapalooza coming up here in Eagle River. It's going to be a Fairy Purple Expo this year. It will happen in Eagle River, March 7th. So that's pretty cool. And also, we keep talking about Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what's happening in Montana.
Isn't there a Metapalooza in Montana?
That's right. We are heading south. And we're
that's
doing it. The first weekend in May. You'll be able to experience Metapalooza in beautiful Missoula, Montana.
Missoula is pretty.
Yeah. And you're going to try to be there, aren't you?
I'm going to try.
Woohoo!
Yes.
So, okay. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. Hello. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I do fine.
Okay. Alrighty. Are you having some kind of I'm seeing Congo battle right now. Are you feeling ambushed?
I just by myself.
Okay. Are you, but some in your life, are you feeling ambushed?
A little bit, yeah. There's a little financial tightness and frustration.
Okay.
Overwhelmed?
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm seeing, there was a movie that I watched called Blood Diamond.
Uh-huh.
It was really violent. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie. The story is good, and everybody should watch it just for that reason. But there's a scene where they were on the road, and the bad guys came driving down the road, and they had to jump off the road so they wouldn't get killed. Is that kind of what it feels like? You're hiding in the bushes or hiding from impending doom driving down the road?
No, I don't honestly feel that bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
The movie is about diamonds and about where diamonds come from. So are you... Do you need to kind of rethink what you're holding on to and what you might need to let go?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Yeah. Try this. Try going through. If we, like as women, many times the one thing that we just won't give up is our jewelry. you can't eat it.
Yeah,
it doesn't give you any positive input except it looks sparkly and shiny. Start looking at your expenses and things that way. What is just bling, and what do I really need?
Yeah, I tell you, I've pretty much cut any. Bling's not really in my vocabulary or in my life, but, yeah, maybe there is something. I don't know. I mean, I keep reevaluating and looking at things and looking at different ways, you know, to get more income in.
Well, I know up here, our heating bill last month was $500.
Yeah.
So we eat a lot of oatmeal, and we eat a lot of rice, and we eat a lot of tuna fish. We had to make some concessions. So think in terms that simple of the food that you buy, and do you want to be warm? You know, get your priorities in line.
Yeah.
At 30 below, being warm is really a big deal.
Definitely a priority. Yeah.
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 So I kind of feel like if you restructure and look at things that way, you're not really...
That's good.
You'll be out of the woods, so to speak.
Good. That's good advice. I have to tell you, my cat's name is Sassafras.
Really?
Yeah. I got peppermint bath oil for Christmas, so I'm listening. I'm like, I got a call.
You got a call because we're already reading you. That happens a lot. That's cool.
And now we know there's peppermint bath oil.
There you go.
Yeah, there is.
See, you had to call.
Yeah.
So how do you come up with a name like Sassafras for a kitty cat?
You know, I don't know. It just sort of came to me. I call her Sassy now, but it is Sassafras.
What a cool name.
I just thought it was kind of cute.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a female, right?
Oh, it is a female. Yeah, she's awesome.
Is she chocolatey dark brown?
She's kind of a gray brown, and then, you know, she's a tuxedo cat, but not black, but gray brown.
Okay. Yeah. And she kind of struts, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She walks like a little tiger.
I feel like that cat named herself.
God, you know, I feel like she's the incarnation of a little dog that passed on that I had before her, Tinker.
She very well might be, but what I'm really feeling like is she has been like an equal to you before, like a sister.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I wish I could show you a picture of her. She's got these long, long whiskers. She just looks like, you know, Honorable Pussycat, like this ancient sage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
That's one cool cat.
Yeah.
You are one lucky human.
Actually... The funny thing is she adopted me. She was outside my window on a day when I was going to call the pound to get my first cat ever.
Ah.
No way.
Phone down.
That is just cool.
I'm already here, and we don't need shots.
Yeah. I've arrived.
Cool. Well, thank you for calling in.
My pleasure. Thanks for the advice. I think it's very good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great afternoon.
Bye. Have fun with your kitty.
You too.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you.
Now, that Sassafras, that is a cool name for a cat.
That is a very cool name. Actually, I'm thinking it's a cool name for a horse.
A kid. I think we're about to get another dog in our life. Bouvier.
Ooh.
They're very cool. They look like bears.
They do.
Yeah, we had Jeeves, and he passed away. We had to put him down when he was 11, and that was a really sad day. But I just have a feeling that we're going to be getting another one here pretty soon.
Nice.
So, yeah. Do you know how many different ways you can make oatmeal?
No.
The recipes are endless.
And tuna. There you go.
Tuna's not
a lot of different ways to make tuna.
Tuna and salmon, yeah. Oh, yeah, salmon's really good. So, anyway, we have another caller. We'll go ahead and take that.
Fine.
Hello, caller. Do you have any recipe for oatmeal?
No.
Okay. I got it.
No. No, just boil water, dump it in, and let it cook itself.
That works.
That's
okay.
Right.
I'm getting an M-A-R name. Does that make sense to you?
An M-A-R?
Yeah, like Marge or Marlene.
Mary?
That's M-A-R.
Yeah.
Okay. Is your mother crossed?
No.
Okay. Do you have an M-A-R connected with mother that's crossed?
M-A-R. Yes, I do.
Okay.
A grandmother.
Okay.
Yes, her name was Margaret.
Okay. This is what I'm getting, M-A-R, and I'm feeling like mother.
Okay.
Is this your mother's mother?
Yes.
Okay. Did she raise you?
No.
Okay. Did she not let her daughter grow up all the way so she was still mom? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's possible, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Was she bossy?
Nana, no, not really.
Is this the first time she's come through in a reading?
Oh, goodness, no.
Okay.
No, she kind of haunts me.
Yeah, she's I'm interpreting that as bossy.
Okay.
All right. And I want to talk about books or like a library. Do you understand this?
Yes.
All right. Is she pulling books off the bookshelf?
No, but I read an awful lot.
Okay. Do you smoke cigarettes while you read?
Yes.
All right. Do books or things make noise when you smoke cigarettes while you're reading?
You know, I've noticed something's been going on here. I hear these little ticks or clicks.
Okay, that's M-A-R is trying to tell you to knock off the cigarettes.
Do your books move? Do they not end up being where you thought you left them?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm trying to get your attention.
Okay.
It's like, what do I got to do?
She's been coming through a lot in my dreams.
She's talking to you. Are you worried about the smoking?
A little concerned, yeah.
You need to be concerned, seriously, okay? And this is coming from her. This is not me smacking you for smoking cigarettes. It's none of my business, okay?
Okay.
This is coming from your grandmother, and she's making me feel like, you know, if my leg didn't go through you, I'd kick you right in the tush.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Do you have a library where you sit? Do you have that many books?
Well, yeah, but they're scattered all over.
Okay. Do you need to clean them up?
I usually do. I usually, if I read them, and when I feel like I'm done with them, I usually donate them to a library.
Okay. That's where I'm getting library.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have bookshelves, like tall bookshelves, or have you been wanting your own library?
Yes, desperately.
Today's the day that you start, even if it's just picking out the room in the house to do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna grow into something bigger.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting chills.
Nice.
I'd love to have a bookstore.
Do you read like psychic books, like lots of psychic books?
Yes.
By a lady with long blonde hair?
Psychic, self-help, alien,
okay.
You name
okay.
it.
This
yes.
is your passion, and I
yes.
really want to point you in that direction. Whatever it takes to get it going, you need to do. Okay.
It will be successful.
Yeah.
I want to write a book as well.
Well, get started.
Perfect.
I'm seeing, there was a time in Portland, Oregon, and I can't remember the name of this little bookstore, where I came in and I did readings for a day back in the storeroom.
Mm-hmm.
You never know where you're going to. Yeah, we got a place for you. there were boxes and boxes and boxes of books that they hadn't put out yet. And I remember sitting there thinking, gosh, if nobody comes in, if they had bookshelves, at least I could stack these books up for them. Okay? This person started this bookstore out of their house.
Really?
Really. And now it's like a secondhand store. So he takes in or gets all the books that nobody else wants, has made a pretty good living at it, has a pretty good clientele. So think in that direction.
Are your friends always asking you about your books that you've read or advice?
Yes, they do, as a matter of fact.
That's why you'd be successful, because you've
they will call me or email me and say, you know, which book are you reading now?
Right. Yep. So you could put out your own, here's what's on my hot list, and I have 19 copies. You better come in today.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, know that your grandmother, M-A-R, is just what she keeps giving me, is like, knock it off with the cigarettes, get busy with the books. Notice, too, books falling or moving on the shelf.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah, because she's like...
Yeah, I get that books are moved.
Yeah, she's making me feel like, you know, if I could pull your hair, I would do it.
Well, you know, it's funny. You're saying M-A-R. Well, my friends and family call me M-A-R, Mayor.
Okay.
All right. And earlier you mentioned Cobb, C-O-B-B. Well, my grandmother's sister, her last name was Cobb.
Cobb. Very
yes,
good.
Yes, and you mentioned Pike, and I live on a pike.
I love this.
Yeah, I do too.
There
I
you
do
go.
Too. I had to call. I had to call
cool.
just to tell you that.
I'm glad you did, and what a way to wrap up the show. We are out of time.
Okay.
But thank you for that feedback. That's awesome.
Yes.
And good luck with your bookstore.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Shannon, we got to go.
Yes.
Anyway, it's been fun. It's always fun to have you on because I kind of feel like I talk to myself.
It is fun.
All righty. And with that, I guess that we will let you go. I want to give out your website real quick.
goddesspower.ca
Check it out. Get a hold of her. If you want to get a hold of me, go to my homepage. And with that, we will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Good night.